This is Everything Homes special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
It's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, but first...
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. Now let's get this soapbox started. We are keeping it in Arizona today, everybody, because this is the hotspot. This is where everything is going on. Every time you turn on anything, it's all Arizona, Arizona, for good and for bad reasons. As we mentioned earlier today, Doug Ducey, not a fan of him or now what's going on in Scottsdale. Our mayor, I have no idea our mayor was the same as Doug Ducey. Okay, we got to come up with a nickname for him now. Not a big deal. I'll work on that today. So my next guest is Kim Miller. She's the founder of Arizona Women of Action. They're reviving American freedoms in education, culture, and the public square by engaging in the critical issues and providing clear, effective, take action items so you can make a difference. Audience, big round of applause for Kim Miller. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
I'm in Fuego today. It took me a little bit to get back into the swing of things. I was off the mic for a couple of days, and you think that I was forgot what to do, but that's all right. We're back on track. And it's just that there's so much stuff going on, and I was preparing for the show, and there were so many things I wanted to share with everybody that I couldn't even begin to get it all in and then make sure that every guest has all of their appropriate time. So you want to chat Arizona? Well, first of all, let's do this. A little bit about you. And a little about the organization, and then let's hit it hard what's going on. As I did mention earlier, our little problem in Scottsdale, which I'm sure you are well aware of, that recent little flare-up. You know, it's like a little flare-up.
Well, I was out of town, too. I had my son got married, so now I'm trying to get back in the swing. But I had not heard about the Scottsdale mayor today. This is something that happened today?
Today's when it started to circulate on Friday, because I'm a precinct committee man and I get the newsletter for LD23, which I encourage everyone to become a precinct committee man. You're one too, right? Aren't you a precinct committee man?
I am too. I just got approved, so I'm excited. LD28. Yeah.
Okay. The bad one, but that's all right. You guys are going to change it. You're going to bring freedom, liberty, right, and people who actually care about this country, and of course the citizens, and the way it's supposed to be, as opposed to the McCainites that are running it with their illegal tactics. But we've talked about that before on platforms, so I won't dwell. Mm-hmm. I won't dwell on the facts there. But anyway, we get our newsletters, and it mentions something that there is this hotel at Scottsdale Road in Mountain View, right there in the heart
that
of
one,
central
yes.
Scottsdale. Yes.
I'm totally aware of that.
Yeah. So that is what the...
We have a rally.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a rally today. That's why I figured you knew about the rally. I didn't mention the rally in the beginning because I kind of ran out of time, and I just wanted to get to the facts of what's going on, that they're going to make this. basically a turnstile. So they're, every 48 hours, they're going to flip new bodies, 1,200 new bodies, flipping in and out. Then they're going to send them to the airport, which, you know, they don't need a driver's license. They don't need anything, a piece of paper. They just pin it to their shirt and says, you know, I am whatever. And then the location, and then they're going to fly them to East Coast cities. So, of course, as we keep reminding people, every town is a border town. And hello, Scottsdale. Now, look what you have in your neighborhood. And this is not good. Not good. This is not
absolutely
safe. This is not safe.
No. You're absolutely right. I just didn't know. I didn't hear what the governor said, or I mean, not the governor, but the mayor. I didn't know there was
You want to hear the quote? You want to hear the quote? Because
yeah.
Somebody put it in the email, and it was an email from him. So the full email is, there was some of the email part was, it wasn't that interesting, but here's what he said. Here, the mayor of Scottsdale, right, David Ortega, okay, he apparently thinks this is totally awesome. He said, remember, you were once an alien. This is what he wrote to the guy who wrote him an email saying, you know, basically what's going on. Remember, you were once an alien. Anyone living, working, or visiting Scottsdale will be treated with respect and dignity. And I said, well, most Americans weren't aliens, Dave. And what about treating the legal tax-paying citizens of Scottsdale and, of course, their family members with a little dignity and respect? So as I mentioned earlier, the problem, once again, is these elected elite politicians who literally don't care about us, we the people. They don't care about anything that has to do with the rule of law. And there is a larger agenda to this calculated plan of this mass infestation invasion, as Sheriff Mark Lamb called it, of the border. And
absolutely.
You know, we're expected to have 5 million illegal aliens by the end of the year, based on the statistics from one of the sheriffs that we were talking about during episode 216. So that's, you know, of course, they don't want you to hear those numbers, but you want to comment about any of that and what your organization is doing about that? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I'm so glad you brought me up to speed on his comment. I had not heard that, but yes, we were aware of this hotel, and apparently this is one of many of these hotels that are going on or being used. I mean, it's just it's mind-blowing how we're now finding out these things that are happening, and it all comes down to control. It's like you said. I mean, it's really, they don't care about the citizens or the legal immigrants, the people who, yes, of course, we were all at some point aliens somewhere, you know. I mean, that's just life, but we are citizens of this amazing country, and what has made this the place everybody wants to come to is being dismantled by these people who want to use it for power, and they don't care about, you know, if they get their way, it's all going to become like Venezuela. So, you know, they don't seem to want to think beyond first stage. It's like Thomas Sowell talks about first stage thinking, you know, that's as far as they go, and it's really just about power and what sounds good or feels good rather than what does good. And we see the destruction going on in our cities and all across this country. And actually, ironically, if they really do care about these people, then they would have a secure border, because it would it would stop so much of this human trafficking and the drug cartels and everything that is just pouring in and damaging all of those immigrants, those dear people. I don't blame these people for wanting to come here, but us just having a wide open door is actually causing those people to be victimized and abused, and that is bringing them in here where we just don't have the capacity to take care of all these people. We need to take care of our own people.
We don't have the resources.
We
don't have it.
Exactly.
We've got homeless veterans. We've got homeless people. Adults. We've got homeless kids. We've got people. We've got nonprofit organizations that aren't even getting the funding that they were, according to one of our guests, who Kay McDonald, who deals with nonprofits all the time. She said a lot of their funding was cut, but yet they're throwing literally trillions of dollars at these organizations to bring over all of these illegals. And then, of course, you know, the whole border is run by the cartel. So they have to pay a certain amount of money, and it's in thousands of dollars, guys. It's not like, you know, here's a 20, let me in.
Thousands. Have you seen America's Forgotten, the movie that the documentary that was done by? Have you seen that? Oh
no, I have not.
It's shocking. Oh my gosh, it was made by a woman who's an immigrant from India. She's a citizen, I believe, but she's Indian. But she did this film thinking she was going to just track the plight of these these poor refugees who are wanting to come in. And she was blown away by what she saw and realized that it takes thousands and thousands of dollars to be able to get in here. And the people who truly are poor, they've interviewed them in Mexico and in India. People are coming over from India. I mean, I had no idea. Pakistan, and they're paying,
like six,
you know, 70 in
countries. They're flowing in.
Oh, yeah, and there are signs that, you know, it basically costs about $70,000 to get, you know, from India in here, and I think it's something like around $20,000-$25,000 from Mexico. Where are these people getting this money? And a lot of them are people who they're not the poorest of the poor, like what we all thought. So it's a great movie. It's a documentary, and I think it's even on Amazon. It's called America's Forgotten. I believe that's the name. But anyway, I think it's a Salem movie. But
yeah, because they advertise on the radio station, on Salem Radio,
I
for
think
that.
It
so,
is.
Yes, that's the connection.
I know,
yeah, it's the same one.
And I know she was interviewed by Dennis Prager as well, who I follow. And just it's such a powerful, you know, interview and a powerful movie, because she is a woman who's doesn't consider herself necessarily conservative, but she's just looking at the facts. And that's what, you know, really, to get back to Arizona Women of Action, we're trying to get people who are just, who care about freedom and care about the rule of law and what is right. And just whether you are a classical liberal, you could be a Kennedy liberal, and they don't realize, we want them to understand that they have a lot more in common with conservatives than they do the left. The left is not anyone's friend. It's really, it's for the elite. The only people who are winning in this are the people in power at the very top. Mm-hmm. And the average citizen, the average worker, small, mid-sized businesses, they do not have a friend on the left. And that's who's taken over the Democrat Party. And of course, we're patriot freedom lovers who are mainly, we are really staunchly conservative Republicans, but we're also trying to open the door for libertarians or independents who many, I have a lot of friends from college who have always thought of themselves as Republicans. And then over the years, because of a lot of the brainwash in universities, we were told that we were just being so, you know, thoughtless to be conservative, which is a complete lie. But mm-hmm. then they used to say, well, I'm an independent. Well, okay. But now they're not realizing that what they've done is they've bought into, you know, a whole mindset that just is not based on fact. And now the country is really suffering for it. And so everybody's more interested in how do I look to my friends, and is the virtue signaling and all that, that's dragging people away from what's true. So we're just going, hey, let's get back to what's real. What's freedom? What has freedom done for people? Let's stand up for it again, stand up and be proud as Americans and what we have accomplished, and quit buying into this America hating mindset that is pure Marxism. And we have to open up our minds and understand what this is stemming from. So we started back, gosh, this was mainly a group of just average women who were either career women. A lot of us have careers where a lot of us are moms. I happen to have five kids, and I used to be in media sales years ago, and just, you know, had my kids and always cared a lot about what was going on with, you know, I've always been patriotic. Didn't really get that involved, especially not at the local or state level, until recently, until I saw everything kind of falling apart. And I finally woke up and said, you know, oh, I got to get involved. I can't just, I'm complaining on a text chain with a bunch of other women. And one of my dear friends, Robin Snyder, started, she added me to a text chain she was on, a lot of Scottsdale moms. And she's very involved in just trying to get the word out with this hotel and everything else. But she and these other friends, we're about eight of us on this text chain right in the middle of the summer. And we're starting to share information with each other. Like, wow, did you know this is going on down at City Hall? They're going to, the BLM mural is they're proposing to put that in front of our City Hall or things like that. And we all went, wait a minute. So we figured out what to do, sent out links to contact and get on the you know, the city council meeting. And that's just one example of many. And I just started watching these women go, oh my gosh, these are just, they're just doers. They're women who have been involved in their careers and their kids' schools and all of this. And they're finally saying, okay, they're rolling up their sleeves. What can I do? So I said, let's just talk to some people around Phoenix and see if, you know, who's involved in politics. How can we catch up now? It's like we have to do a quick, you know, Arizona politics 101 so we get geared up and understand what is the process like. How do we start to engage in legislation? How do we help get good candidates? And how do we start to have a voice in our schools like we should have? And how do we speak to cultural issues that we care about? So we just started meeting, and now we have, I mean, we sent out an email, and that was basically, it went from a text to an email. Here's some things you can do this week. Since all of us are out there engaged, we just said, let's find the best information, the most effective actions, so that we do some homework, and we know all these other busy women who don't have time maybe to research and make sure that they have their all their facts straight, but if we can help to solidify that and get it out to you, so if you have 5 minutes or 5 hours this week, you can have effective action. You can know you are part of the solution and not just the silent, you know, complaining group of women who are, you know, we're just maybe ranting on our Facebook or our text chains, but we're not actually doing anything. We don't want to be that. And we're not luncheon, you know, ladies going to luncheons just to make contacts. If we have an event, there's going to be action connected to it. We want to make things happen. We're tired of all of that. And I love this group of women. And now from, you know, 8 people, now we have over 1,400 women getting our emails every week. So it's really exciting to see these, and many of these, probably a majority, are women who have not been involved before in politics. We've got a bunch of hundreds of women signed up to be PCs. We've got hundreds of women who've signed up to join the RTS system to make their voices heard on legislation. We've got women who want to, you know, are considering running for school board. And other, we want men too. It's not like we're just saying we only want women. That's just kind of how we started. But if we have men getting our emails, and that's fine. In fact, I had a man call me and say, I want to start up a men of action group or something. And I said, well, I'll tell you everything I know.
Yeah. Boys are welcome. Boys are welcome.
We love men. Yeah. But we're just, people have asked me that a lot. Why not men? It's just that we just happen to be a group of women. And so we figured this is a place to start. So, so that's kind of what started it, how we, you know, we're centered on action, and we focus on areas. The three kind of pillars are education, culture, and what we call the public square, which was just a way of encompassing legislation as well as candidates, anything that has to do with public policy. It could even have to do with, you know, business and, you know, how to promote and protect good business policy and good business practices. And, you know, we're trying to develop our website, which is azwomenofaction.com, to have a resource page where people can find links to different great, you know, websites or programs like yours and others, as well as, you know, of course, local ones, but even some national ones. But then we're going to link to some ones that have lists of good businesses, because we want to promote what's good. We don't want our voice to be primarily about what we can't stand, what we're angry about, but about what is good. Because I feel like that's what my conviction as a Christian too, is that if you raise up the light, that's what attracts people. That's what's, you know, God just can move so powerfully when we are focused on good and the positive, and yes, call out what is wrong and what is sinful. But we are attractive when we're focusing on the light, I think.
Yeah, and that's what has been missing from people's lives and culture and business is the whole God component. You know, they're trying to remove "In God We Trust." They're trying to remove the phrase "Judeo-Christian values," as you mentioned, the lunatic left. And again, I always encourage people on that are listening. When I say left and right, it has nothing to do with we the people. You're talking about left and right is just the elected elites that are in charge. And they've blended together where they're no longer left and right. They work together. Okay. They're friends. You have a couple people that are on the right, or if you want to call it the right, right? Because everyone's always putting labels on people and putting them in categories. If you want to talk about the right, you got Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay. To be honest with you, she is pretty much one of the only people that is out there really voicing her opinion and standing up. I mean, we do have some good House House representatives here. I met Congressman Paul Gosar and Andy Biggs at the America First event. They're going to be coming on the show. So they're good guys. I mean, she's obviously the most vocal. Yeah. But other than that, there's really not a lot. So, you know, that's what I want people to realize. It's literally all of them. And, of course, what I call them the 13 bigs, which is all the big companies, the big corporations, the big nonprofits, the big groups, the big tech, all of those 13 against you and I, average regular people. And now we've got to go ahead and do something about it because we don't have a lot of time left. We've skipped over socialism. We are two bills, a executive order, and a filibuster away from complete Marxism where you can't go back. And then you just go, now what?
No, you're right.
This is bad. This is bad. I'm at 201. Kim, give your website, and then I'm going to have you obviously back on the show because you're local. We've got to help and support one another. So give your website for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love to have more and more people sign up and get our emails every week and then get to our website. But you can go to our website and have sign up for our emails and see what we have. We are building our website, so it's not completely done, but it's a great place to start. It's azwomenofaction.com. Is that. And we're on Instagram as well. And we just started a Telegram channel as well. So if they look up Arizona Women of Action on Telegram, you can find us there for just a quick alert. But you'll find most in our website and our emails every week. You'll find out what's the most important and effective use of your time to defend and revive American freedoms.
Yes, everybody could start there. And if you forget, you just have to go look on our website on the Take Action tab, right? Everybody, all the resources and all the information, all the shows, everything. Take Action tab, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And if you see, right there, you'll see must follow groups, companies, people, individuals, and companies, right? And organizations. Mm-hmm. Kim's group is listed there. They're one of our platinum partners. So we're going to be working together with them. You'll see Arizona Women of Action. So you just have to click that graphic. And in case you can't remember, and check out the other groups too. But we're really supporting the local groups. So, Kim, thank you so much for coming on. And make sure I'll send you the link so you can jump on for next month. And then we'll talk about another special soapbox session for you, my dear.
That would be great. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing, Michelle, and for having us on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for coming on, and let's get this state back to where it needs to be. I don't think it was ever really where it needs to be, so we just got to fix the whole thing in general. But we'll tackle that on the next show.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Peter. Have a good day and a good week.
You too. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.